I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy in my dressing room. There's some kind of slow jam playing for the audience right now, and I am feeling it. I wonder what it is. I think I need to find out. Wow. There's a lot of noise going on here. Anyway, finding out would require me to walk out into the audience holding area, and something tells me that might not be in my best interest right now. I'm not saying I'm Madonna, but... Hey, Mark. Hold on, this is going to be interesting. Mark. I mean, no one wants, you know what? No one wants to listen to me. This is amazing. Okay, well, I was going to try to get an answer for what this song is, but see, now I really want to know. Well, I'm going to tell you about the show instead. Oh, here's Nicki Minaj now. Oh, now they turn the music off. Ugh, who cares? Patty Clarkson, Elizabeth Perkins. Elizabeth Perkins is a massive Housewives fan. And Patty Clarkson is Patty Clarkson, the legend, the one, the only. See in the clubhouse.
They're both on HBO Sharp Objects, and I'm not allowed to have any because I've been drinking. It's Watch What Happens Live with Patricia Clarkson and Elizabeth Perkins now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with the stars of Sharp Objects, and we're all about to dull our senses. Cheers, ladies. Yeah. My first guest is an uber-talented actress who dazzled you in Far From Heaven, The Green Mile, and who won multiple Emmys for her role in Six Feet Under. Now she's being served multiple cocktails in a clubhouse that's about 6 feet wide. Please welcome Patricia Clarkson, everybody. And she has slayed you in everything from The Lovable Lush and Weeds to Wilma Freakin' Flintstone. And does she love the Housewives? She yabba dabba does. Say hi to Patricia Sharp Objects. Go to Elizabeth Perkins. I'm so excited that you're both here.
I'm out of my mind.
Are you?
No, we've lost our mind.
We lost my mind.
Let me have a sip of my
I'm so flattered. Thank you.
A dream come true.
Thank you.
It is. Literally, the most fun show I've ever done.
In my career, and I'm 100.
And I'm finally doing something fun.
Thank you. I've always thought of the clubhouse as a Mr. Rogers neighborhood for drunk adults. Well, our bartender not only appeared on The Real Mr. Rogers twice as a child with his dad, Yo-Yo Ma, but he has also produced the fantastic new documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor? I cannot recommend it greater. Say hi to Nicholas Ma. Hey, Nicholas Ma. What a fantastic documentary, dude.
beautiful.
Loved it. Have you two seen it yet?
Yes. It's
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes.
And how unfortunate your father's Yo-Yo Ma.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
I mean, wow. What are you doing?
No talent in that family. Let's get started. To say Elizabeth is a Housewives super fan is an understatement. She told me before the show, you've been watching since OC season one?
Yes. Original gangster of the fan.
Check out the jack-o'-lantern that her daughter and her girlfriend made. Please don't let it be about Tom. It's about Tom. I love it.
That was my daughter Hannah and her friend Alan.
I love it.
Yeah, and it completely went viral.
It's awesome.
It was unbelievable.
Good. More to come on that. Patricia and Elizabeth are taking your sharp questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, in 1988, Elizabeth Perkins starred opposite Tom Hanks in the beloved comedy Big, and while the romance her character shared with Hanks' man-child is to this day questionable, the success of the film was downright huge. In honor of that, let's play How Big Was It? I have a giant stack of questions about some of the most colossal moments from both of your careers. You give me your monumental answers. Patricia, who had the biggest chance of being your friends with benefits on the set of Friends with Benefits?
Hands down, Justin Timberlake.
Right, of course.
Because if we want to talk about Big.
Wow.
Oh my God, I love that.
Sorry, Justin. Oh, God.
Is Justin endowed well?
Well, I had the good fortune to get to see him all there because they were shooting a scene that they couldn't keep
right,
anything
they couldn't
on.
Cover it. Wow.
And they couldn't. Yes, he is a gorgeous man.
Wow, he's gifted below the waist.
Oh. Yes.
Wow.
Sorry.
We've been doing this show for 9 years. That's maybe the best scoop ever. Wow. Elizabeth.
Oh, God. His mother's going to kill me.
Oh, he's going to be thrilled, by the way. Elizabeth, who was the biggest pothead on Weeds?
Well, I shouldn't say that. Probably me.
Okay. Patricia, what movie have you done that gave you the biggest paycheck?
Movie?
Yeah.
Maze Runner.
Wow. Elizabeth, yeah. Biggest perfectionist you've ever worked with?
Mary Louise Parker. Absolutely.
Love her. She's amazing.
Yes.
Patricia, you've won multiple Emmys. Which actress came as the biggest shock to beat? Who were you most surprised to win over?
Kathy Bates.
Bates. The amazing. Elizabeth, without naming names, biggest diva move you've seen pulled on set?
Oh.
Without naming names.
Oh, I'm so glad. I didn't get that. Okay.
I refuse to continue acting until the writer is off the set.
Right. I love it. Thank you very much, ladies. Second, Patricia Clarkson may be starring in Sharp. I love it that she just whispered who said it. I didn't hear it. Patty may be starring in Sharp Objects. Can I call you Patty?
Please, God.
Thank you.
Please.
But right now, I'm the one who's about to do some serious poking and prodding. Here's what. Patricia Clarkson, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. You may plead the fifth to only one.
Oh, God.
You worked with Kevin Spacey on House of Cards.
Yes.
How surprised were you about all of the allegations brought against him? Because for some reason, I wasn't.
Not that surprised.
You were not that surprised. It was a conversation that was happening.
Yes.
Yes. You made a cameo in the Annie remake. How would you rate that movie on a scale from 0 to 10?
I never saw it, so I'm going to give it a 10.
I love you. Wow. I saw clips, and I'm at a 2. Out of all your leading men, who was the best and worst kisser?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. The best would be actually a man I just worked with.
Who is he?
His name is Darwin Shaw.
Darwin Shaw.
He's gorgeous. And he's going to die when I talk about this. But I kissed him on House of Cards recently.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still thinking about it.
Really?
I can see. I'm sorry.
I know she's lit up like
a Christmas tree. I've kissed a lot of men.
Right.
And and one or two ladies, but that was on her. But I'm telling you, he's exceptional.
Wow. Ooh. Worst kiss.
If you're watching, Darwin.
Call me.
The worst kiss. Oh, God, this is so hard.
It makes me that person.
I know. Probably. Robert Downey, too.
It didn't work with Downey. When did you kiss him?
On Good Night and Good Luck.
All right. Thank you very much. You can get the Pee the Flip app in the App Store now.
But it was the character.
But it was the character. Okay, fine.
It was the character.
All right. Finally, whenever I have esteemed actors in the clubhouse, I love to let them put on wigs and act out iconic housewife scenes. Elizabeth, we have a real treat for you. Since you are such a raging Bravo-holic, this is a big treat. We've never done this before. I made it very nice for you. Here's what. It's time for a special edition of Clubhouse Playhouse.
Nice.
Elizabeth, you're going to be reenacting the infamous Berkshire's blow-up with a hologram version of Dorinda Medley. So Dorinda is going to deliver the lines that she recorded just for you last night before the show. Of course, Elizabeth will be playing the part of the Countess. You're going to say the lines back to the clap, clap, clap. So head on over to the green screen and begin. Okay, you start, Elizabeth.
Do you think that I want to stay here and have a party for Dorinda's non-birthday? Where the cake is over there, and it says, Happy Birthday, Dorinda. Look, your cake is right there, and it says, Happy Birthday, Dorinda.
Stop it. My mother made this cake this weekend. My mother made me this cake this weekend.
No, don't yell. I don't need another person yelling at me.
Then don't say that. My non-birthday, it's not my birthday. My mother made my cake this Saturday, so don't say that.
I thought that the cake was coming up here for your birthday.
I think everybody is acting very poorly, and I put in a big, big effort here.
Yes, you made it nice. I agree.
And this is my home.
Oh, I agree.
And I made a conscious choice not to invite Sonia so we could all have a good time. And I think it's a disgrace the way you're acting. I cooked all day. I decorated.
Right.
I made it
don't
nice. I'm ashamed. And if no one can behave themselves, then you can all go
okay,
home.
Don't go crazy. Don't go crazy. I was just called a slut in the other room. Okay?
And see! Yeah. She was giving us a real exasperated Countess Luann. I love it. Elizabeth, Talia B said there's a rumor that an alternate ending was filmed of Big where you turn yourself into a little girl. Is there any truth to that?
No. Absolutely no truth.
Patricia, Leslie B wants to know who you think was hotter, Dennis Quaid in Everybody's All American or Dennis Quaid in Far From Heaven?
Dennis Quaid in Far From Heaven.
Wow, an adult Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Let's go to Krista from Ohio. Hey, Krista, what's your question for the ladies?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Andy. My question is for Patricia. How do you think Robin Wright will do as a lead in the new House of Cards, and what are you most excited about the final season?
I think Robin Wright, the great Robin Wright, is extraordinary. I think she will lead this last season into history, and she's absolutely stunning. And I was most excited to act with my ex again, Campbell Scott.
Right. And Anticus, Darby, whatever
his Darwin.
Yes, Darwin, yes.
Darwin!
Let's go to Tamara from Ohio. Hey, Tamara, what's your question?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
My question is for the beautiful Elizabeth.
Okay.
When you were holding a handwritten James Woods sign at a Me Too rally last year.
Oh, yes.
Was there a personal reason you decided to hold that?
Personal and professional.
Right. You worked with him.
No, I did not work with him.
Oh, okay. You knew him.
Yes.
Yes. It was not great.
No, obviously.
Yes. Let's go to Kathy from California. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hello. Hi.
I wanted to know, was there any hesitation before you signed up for the Elephant Man with Bradley Cooper, knowing that it required onstage nudity?
Yes. You know, at the time I was 54, why they didn't want me to do it when I was 30 and things were so much higher. But I also thought, but I love Bradley Cooper. He's one of the great, great, great men I've ever met personally, professionally. He's divine. And being naked with him at 54 to 56, I did, you know, 2 years of Elephant Man, was one of the joys of my life. And having Bradley Cooper look at you naked every night is a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on.
Wow. How does he stack up to JT?
Oh, he's got everything.
Wow. Love it. Let's go to Christy from Victoria, Texas, with a question for Elizabeth.
Hey, Andy. My question for Elizabeth. Okay. Watching this season, are you on team Bethany or team Carol?
Oh, good question.
I'm totally team Bethany.
You are?
100%
yes. Tell us
Bethany.
Why. Tell us why.
Well, because, you know, Bethany shouldn't feel guilty about her success. And I do think people are jealous, and I think Carol's being petty.
Elizabeth, Ryan S. wants to know, what was your take on meeting Tiffany Haddish in an elevator with Brad Pitt?
Oh, my God. That was so much fun.
Where was that?
We were in the Chateau Marmont. We were at a party, and we all got into the elevator, me and Brad. We have the same manager, so we're there. And then Tiffany came waltzing in, and Brad didn't know who she was. Uh-huh. I know who she was. Yeah. And she just blew his socks off.
I bet.
He did not know what was coming at all. It was a gas.
That's amazing. Martha D. texted, Patricia, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much of a sobbing mess were you watching the 6 Feet Under finale?
Oh, God.
It was so good, right?
Poetry. It's at 12, yeah. It's gorgeous. Alan Ball is.
Yes. Let's go to Mercedes from Illinois. What's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Patricia.
Okay.
What has been the one project or scene you were most embarrassed for your mom to see?
Your mom was, famous politician. Yes. So has there been a project that you've done that you were like, maybe skip this one?
I did a tantric sex scene in Learning to Drive.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think my parents are still recovering. And it was out several years ago.
Elizabeth, Annie P., do you think Dorinda has been bullying Sonia this season?
A little bit, yes, I do.
Elizabeth, Lily A., which past New York housewife are you missing? Do you think we should bring back to the show?
Well, I love Jill Zarin.
Yeah?
It was great to see her this season, and I feel awful about Bobby.
Yes.
That was a huge loss for her, but I love Jill.
Okay, it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to a woman who has been at Watch What Happens Live from the very beginning, literally, you guys, 9 years ago, when it was just a staff of 5 people. She has helped me with so much. 9 years of mazels, jackholes, so much. It's Casey St. Ange. She's here in our audience, which I know must be wild. You know what? During her time here, Casey, I was thinking this morning, Casey came up with words like remotional and heart boner and so much more. I mean, a whole galaxy. I think vagonia regarding Ramona and Sonia. Suffice to say, Casey, I cannot imagine this show without you. To quote Prince, nothing compares to you, for real. And I know Prince is your guy. You know, but you know what? When there's a Mazel, there must be a Jackal. Tonight's Jackal also goes to Casey St. Ange. Casey, you get the Jackal for ditching me to move out to L.A. to be co-EP of Busy Phillips' new talk show. So if you guys at home hear Busy Phillips start to jack my sh**, you know why? It's because of Casey. Thank you for everything, Casey. We love you. We can't imagine it without you. I want to thank Patricia, Elizabeth, and Nicholas for being here. Hey, everybody. It's Andy with the stars of Sharp Objects premiering July 8th on HBO. Elizabeth Perkins and Patty Clarkson. Find the bar. You guys... Movie of the summer is Won't You Be My Neighbor. It's a documentary about Fred Rogers. It's in select theaters now. Nicholas Ma is one of the producers.
Go see it. Please go see it.
What were you most surprised? What do you think people will be most surprised by when they see the film?
I think the fact that his gentleness was actually a source of strength and not of weakness. I think today we think gentleness, vulnerability, that's weakness. But he proved that that endures. And I think it hits you hard.
Yeah. We could use a little Fred Rogers today in our world. Yeah. What do you got over there?
We have a couple gifts. I think all of us brought offerings today.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love an offering. Oh, my God. I love this. I saw this backstage. Look at this T-shirt. That's a,
oh, my God.
It's a cardigan T-shirt.
One for you.
So incredible.
Oh, my God. Isn't it great?
Oh my God!
One for
God.
You.
Oh my God! I love it.
I'm gonna wear this on my next talk show.
It's super
dude.
Thank you very
these
much.
These are yummy.
Thanks, dude. I love
these
it.
Are yummy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Patty brought me an offering.
Okay,
too.
So we just had our premiere last night in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And on the table of every. Do you have a round table in your house?
I do. Yeah.
I think you could put this
house.
On top of it.
Okay.
These weren't all the tables at the premiere.
Oh, my God.
That's me as Adora in the show.
Oh, my God, I love it. This is actually going to go somewhere around here. Absolutely. I thought you had, like, a big joint rolled up in here.
Oh, no. Really that excited. Would be Elizabeth.
But this
that
is
would be me. It's in my dressing room.
Weeds. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, my name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, from one Elizabeth to another, I wanted to know, what was it like working with Elizabeth Taylor on the Flintstones movie, and did she wear white diamonds?
She did wear white diamonds, and she insisted on everything being violet, and one day she brought Michael Jackson to the set, and that, and I had my picture taken with the two of them, and I was way in over my head with, like, fan freak out.
Were you in both Flintstones?
No, the second Flintstones was us younger.
Yes.
It's Hollywood.
I was like 30.
Well, by the way,
they were like, we need you younger.
Also, the first Flintstones was a hit in the second movie.
Well, there was that.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Betsy from Phoenix.
Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
My question's for Elizabeth, and it's what is your honest reaction to the series finale of Weeds? And do you wish that you'd made one more appearance before it ended?
I wish I had made one more appearance before it ended because Celia kind of just fell off the face of the earth. They didn't really write her off the show. She just sort of...
Disappeared.
Just disappeared. Yeah, it would have been nice if they had given her a wrap-up. Yeah.
What did you think of the finale?
I didn't see it.
I love it. Last call. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling?
Talk about Play the Fifth.
I know. Hey.
Hi, my name's Patty.
Hey,
and I'm calling from Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Hey, Patty, what's your question?
My question is for Patricia. But, Andy, I have to tell you, I saw you and Anderson in Chicago. You were great.
Thank
Absolutely
you so
great.
Much. Oh, I so
Anderson.
Appreciate it. We're in Vegas in October and Philly and D.C. and Los Angeles in December. And some more that I can't remember, but goes to ac2live.com for more tour dates. I appreciate you coming. That was a great night at the Chicago Theater. What's your question for Patty?
My question is, what was the most intimidating part of working on the Deadpool with Clint Eastwood?
I'll tell you a quick story. Clint cast you off tape.
You don't meet him. So the first time I met him, I was in San Francisco at a table in a restaurant with the DP, the producer, and I hear screams, women screaming, screaming, screaming behind me, and I turn around, and in walks Clint Eastwood through the front door of the restaurant and came all the way through the restaurant with women literally like throwing their underwear at him.
Wow.
And he stood above me as I sat on the chair in the restaurant, and he goes, I'm Clint.
That's awesome. That's
and I was like, I'm Chad.
That's awesome. Is
that really happened?
Is JT's dick?
Oh God! I just looked at it briefly.
All right.
I love that we're still thinking about it.
Oh my
God! I know his mother.
Minutes.
Oh my God!
That's fine.
No.
She'll be thrilled.
Oh my
I want
God.
To thank the stars of Sharp Objects on HBO. Everybody, watch it. Patty and Elizabeth, go see the incredible Fred Rogers documentary. What Can You Do, My Neighbor? If you want to check it out, MarvelTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries, and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.